This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March the 16th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. It says there, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." End of quote. Corrie ten Boom said, "Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God." End of quote. You and I may not know what the future holds, but in His foreknowledge, God knows it very well. And if so, only He can build hope and future into it by His divine and wonder-working hands. Today's insight is what the Lord declared to a nation that lost its hope due to its sin and wrongdoings. You see, sin and rebelliousness eventually lead people to a place called danger and hopelessness. Israel was not an excuse, although they were the chosen nation of the God of the universe out of all other world nations. Deuteronomy 7:6, Exodus 19:6. You see, the above words was announced when they experienced severe loss, suffering, and hardships due to the invasion and destruction of the city of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and the resultant exile of people to Babylon as enslaved people. The mood of chapter 29 is divine hope amid hopelessness. God knows He allowed it to happen because they did not listen to the word of God that was sent to them through God's prophets again and again to repent and turn to the Lord from their sinful ways, from their rebellious ways. Now the Lord let the judgment fall on them. The people in exile wished an escape from sufferings quickly. However, in the letter sent to the early exiles, that is this chapter 29, the prophet Jeremiah says that it would take 70 years to complete God's judgment on their disobedience, verse 10. The Lord also gave them counsel from verses 4 to 9. He said they should go on with their lives in the foreign land amid the sufferings. They should live as exiles, build houses, plant gardens, and eat what they produce. They need to marry and have sons and daughters get married. They need to find wives for their sons and give their daughters in marriage. They need to increase in number, do not decrease in number. Do not let the false prophets and diviners deceive them. You don't listen to their dreams that false prophets would lie to them. You see, He also assured He did not forget them in their desperate condition because they are His chosen ones. You see, He thinks about them and He has a plan for them. He would fulfill His excellent promise and bring them back home. Then our today's Bible verse appears as a beacon of hope in the midst of hopelessness. The Lord declares, "I know the plans I have for you. The plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and future." End of quote. What a beautiful promise. The people's sin and disobedience to God was the reason for their depraved condition. However, as we know from Daniel chapter 9, when 70 years was fulfilled, because Daniel knew God's verdict, you know what he did? He fasted, prayed, and interceded for the people of Israel. He asked for forgiveness of his sins, for their sins, and for forefathers' sins. At that time, based on his confession, intercession, and prayers, God began His plans to bring people back to their homeland to fulfill His promise. Beloved, you may be in a hopeless and dangerous condition due to your sins and disobedience to the Lord. Alternatively, you may have lost hope due to other people's mistakes that impacted your life. Either way, listen, God has the power to restore you and give you a hope and a bright future again if you turn to the Lord in prayer, in confession. The reason is this: as He promised to the wayward children of Israel, the disobedient children of Israel back in those olden days, He says to you today, He says, "I know I have a plan for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Jesus, the Savior of the whole world, when He was on this earth, looked at the people who even killed the prophets and stoned them and said this. Listen, He said, "How often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing." You see, due to their unwillingness, their house would be left desolate and end up perishing, He added, Matthew 23:37. Beloved, the Lord has a beautiful and wonderful plan for you, as He revealed in the pages of the Bible. He is the one who instills hope to the hopeless people. His plan is not to harm you, but to prosper you. He plans to give you hope and a future. Come to the Lord today. Repent of your sins. Turn to Him. Receive His promised hope and a beautiful future without any delay. Would you pray with me? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe in your plans for my life. I want the hope and the future only you can provide. Please forgive my sins and shortcomings. I turn to you in repentance. I know you love me and sent Jesus to die in my place for all of my sins. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again to save me, to give me hope and grant me eternal life in heaven with you. Thank you for hearing my prayer and thank you for saving me today. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.